Okay, so good morning, everybody, and continuing on in the Rambam's discussion of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So we made a few hearos yesterday. Number one is the Rambam's very, you know, inspirational idea that, you know, we're mitzuvim to a level of Ava, which he admits is extremely rarefied. It's a mal of Avram Avinu, and yet the Torah doesn't command us, you know, at the low bar. The Torah says that we have to strive to be like Avram Avinu in this way. We have to shemo kacha b'chol bavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol modacha. Number two, we talked about miyad yaseh kol mitzvos me'ava, that ava is a propulsive force, which aligns with the Rambam and Hilchos Yisori HaTorah. Miyad nisava taiva gedola leidas Hashem hagadol. So ava both leads to a greater desire for yediyah, which itself is a positive feedback loop to ava. Ava lefiya yediyah, and meidach gisa, it causes one to perform the mitzvos out of a sense of ava, which is where we started the perek, right? That's the whole idea. Is lasos is how MS, mipnesha who MS, and not, God forbid, to do mitzvos, especially mitzvos asay, you know, mipne hayira, or because one thinks that there's going to be a schar in the end, which really denigrates and undermines the spiritual bonding opportunity of that particular mitzvah. So this next halach in the Rambam is the Rambam's description of Avas Hashem. And you see here that the Rambam obviously is working very much within the pasuk of Bechol Vavcha, Bechol Navshecha, Bechol Modecha. And the Rambam took Bechol, I think, in two different ways. So let's see. Avichesed hi Ava ro'ya. Sheyavas Hashem Ava gedola yisera azam me'od. Achetehe Navsho kshura be'Avas Hashem. Like Navsho kshura v'Navsho. So the Rambam is applying that beyond the human realm, but to the divine realm, and he talks about it in terms of a very intensive bond, Gedola Yisera Aza Me'od. So I think what the Rambam is saying here is that qualitatively it's a very profound bond, and then the Rambam moves on to something else, V'nim Sasho Geba Tamid, and that you're constantly involved in it. So right, in these two different senses, Bechol Vavcha, meaning very intensively, and also tamid, all the time. Kilu chol cholli ava ava shein daito pnuya me ava so seisha v'ushogi batamid ben b'shifto ben b'kumo. Obviously b'shifto chavuk mecha. That's the Kriyat Shema language. Ben she abisha shu ochel v'shosa yeser b'zetia avas Hashem b'levo havav shogin batamid k'mo shetivanu. Here he says it explicitly. B'chol vavcha v'chol nafshecha u'shashlomo amar derech mashal ki cholas ahava ane v'chol shir hashirim mashal hu le'inyan zen. As Rabbi Kiva says, right, kolak suvim kodesh yerashirim kodesh kadashim, because it describes the most important thing in life, right? The most important element is avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is only possible if we have yediyas Hashem. Yediyas Hashem means the first two mitzvos, emunah b'Hashem and yichud Hashem. But avas Hashem is the defining aspect of an oved Hashem. And as the Rambam says here, gedola yisera aza nafsho kshura ve'avas Hashem, the qualitative, and also shoge batamid, ve'mishifto, ve'mikubo, ve'mishashu ochel, ve'mishashu shosa. The idea is, right, an intensive bond, and also all the time, tamid.